are listening to a special broadcast of the South Sudan Peace Talks in Nairobi, Kenya, on Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Yet again, we cross over to Nairobi, where Sunny Martin is on the ground. And yes, now we will be speaking about the role of faith-based groups in the Nairobi talks and what their observations have been. And this morning, Sunny is with the Archbishop Moses Dengbol, Peace Envoy for South Sudan Council of Churches. Remember, you can also catch us live on our Facebook platform, and that's Radio Miraya. If you haven't liked the page, please hit the like button. Yes, Sunny Martin, tell us.
Good morning, and like you rightly said, we have already here Archbishop Moses Dengbol, the Peace Envoy for South Sudan Council of Churches. Just to remind you and our listeners that if you hear some kind of sound, banging of the doors and maybe people taking tea, we are not in a soundproof studio. We are sitting here in this hotel where the negotiation is happening in Nairobi. Good morning, Bishop, and thank you so much for taking your time to come to talk to the people of South Sudan through Radio Miraya this morning.
Thank you very much and for inviting me to be with you. I'm happy to be here, and I greet you and all the listeners to Radio Miraya this morning.
Okay, first of all, what is your role in this high-level mediation as the Peace Envoy for South Sudan Council of Churches?
Thank you very much. As you have seen from the confident, trust and confident building session that was led by the faith-based leaders, in particular Bishop Enoch Tombe and Sheikh Jalaluddin, the faith-based are here to balance the equation, because for us, the people, the parties to the conflict, for us, they are all our brothers and sisters. We don't differentiate them. And you have seen yesterday in the prayers. Mm-hmm. When it came to prayers, and the prayers were done in the same place, the same hall where the negotiation took place the other day, we removed the labels, the government, the opposition, the name of the parties, they were all removed.
Okay.
So that we sit there as all of us children of God, and brothers and sisters, and people of South Sudan. So the faith base bring us together, and we are like a clue or a glue that
sticks people
together. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, so far, what is your observation on how the process is going? You led this confident trust building that ended on the 5th of this month. First of all, what is your observation among the parties? How are they? What is the weather like, atmosphere in the room?
Well, my observation so far has been very good. I have actually seen the way they interacted during the breakfast, during the other meetings, and even in the hall. The relationship is warming up. Mm-hmm. And also I have been talking to many of them from the government and opposition side, and they are all optimistic. You have seen also when the Honorable Minister Foreign Affairs of Norway came.
Yeah.
The speeches that were given by the head of
the government
and they are very, very encouraging. You can see people who are really, really committed to this peace process. And above that is the commitment of the Kenyan mediation team. You can see the Kenyan team are really, really committed to see peace and unity among the people of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the initiative that was initiated by His Excellency the President, and you see that the President is committed to this, you can only see hope. That is why we like even the name called Tumaini Initiative, because it gives hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel for South Sudan.
Okay. Now, let's go to the recent happenings. Yesterday there was a press conference held by the SOMA group condemning this document called The Fundamental Issues for Achieving Peace in South Sudan that has been circulating on social media. And the SOMA group says that is a disinformation by the enemies of peace, and they condemn that. What is your take on this kind of document circulating at this critical time when the parties are said to be engaged in a constructive dialogue here in Nairobi?
To me, I believe the document being discussed at so far are still confidential. So if there is any document being circulated on the social media, that must have been a creation by enemies of peace. It is not from the parties, because the document of the parties have not been released officially yet. But the parties have to agree on the document, and once they have agreed, they have also to be taken to the lead mediator, who is the Kenyan president, who will, I believe, will also consult with his counterpart, South Sudan President Salva Kiir. So, to me, I believe the statement issued by the parties yesterday is enough, that this is not our document. And please don't be surprised. Anything you do, no matter how good it is, there will always be enemies of that. Even in the book, in the Bible, in the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah came to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, there were some enemies. There is somebody called Sanballat and Tobiah. They were laughing at him. They were insulting him. They were even trying to create enmity between him and the king. Mm-hmm. They said, this is a rebellion against the king. And Nehemiah did not stop from building the wall. He went ahead.
So far, what has Faith Base attending this, and you have gone ahead extra mile to organize a series of 4 days confident building? What are your recommendations to the parties, to this high-level delegation, so that they work to achieve a sustainable and lasting peace in South Sudan?
Our advice, not really recommendations, but we call it advice to the parties, is to commit themselves to the dialogue. Because, as you know very well, it doesn't matter how long we fight. We are not going to end this conflict with fighting. We have had war between 1955 to 1972. It ended with a dialogue in Addis Ababa, or it ended with peace talks. We had war from 1983 to 2005. It ended with the talks here in Nairobi. We had war in 2013. It ended, although part of it has not ended, but major part of it ended with the talks in Addis Ababa. Mm-hmm. So let us take a mindset that even if there are areas where we disagree, let us agree to continue with the dialogue. Because in the end, at the end of the day, even if we fight, we will come back to talking. So why don't we? We just commit ourselves to talk instead of fighting. So we actually, even I want to use this opportunity to appeal to my brother, Thomas Chirilo, and also brother Gerwig Dwal, to join the process. Let us all as South Sudanese commit ourselves to dialogue. If we disagree, let us commit ourselves that we stop violence and continue to commit ourselves to dialogue. Same thing also I'm appealing to the government. To dialogue open-mindedly, so that we give our brothers and sisters who are not satisfied with the way the country is being run an opportunity to share their feelings. What are they not happy with? And how do they want it to be improved? Which is what was done in the confident building.
Okay. And because of the interest of time, we have to hand over to our main student, Juba. The people of South Sudan, most of them have criticized the church in general. Yeah. Whether the Catholic Church or the Episcopal Church of South Sudan or the Presbyterian, whatever, that the church has not been seen to be fighting or pushing the leaders of South Sudan to do the right thing. You have taken a back seat. I will refer to you the 2018 agreement in Addis. The church said they will be the one monitoring the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. But ever since they went back to Juba, no one is talking. They are just too soft.
When we are talking of a church in South Sudan, we are talking of one church and under the umbrella of the South Sudan Council of Churches.
Yes.
So as individual churches, we cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. And the church has been having internal challenges, especially in the council. And that is what led to my appointment as peace envoy, so that the church can speak with one voice. As I speak to you, I am actually an archbishop in the Episcopal Church of South Sudan. But as I speak to you, I'm speaking on behalf of all member churches of the Council of Churches. I am not representing the ECS anymore.
Yeah.
So we don't want to speak as ECS, as Catholic Church, as Presbyterian Church. We want to speak as a church. And that is the statement we made in Rwanda when we developed Action Plan for Peace.
So we see that the South Sudan Council of Churches now playing a bigger role in achieving sustainable peace in South Sudan, though you are not in the government. Because you have all the people are after you, because the ECS have their own followers, the Catholic Church, and all, even all these leaders belongs to some of these churches.
Absolutely. From now, as I said, we have now been managed to correct the challenges that we have internally, and so we are now coming back, and you will see us playing a very major role in ensuring that there is peace and there is unity in the among the people of South Sudan.
Okay, Bishop, finally, briefly, what is your expectation here as the peace envoy for the South Sudan Council of Churches?
My
high-level mediation for South Sudan.
Our expectation is that there will be an agreement, and that agreement will address the root causes of the conflict, and it will also bring on board all the brothers and sisters who did not join the 2018 peace agreement. So the root causes will be addressed, and those who did not join the peace will all join this process so that we have peace once and for all.
What will be your role in implementing whatever will be agreed here, given the past experience that anything agreed is not implemented fully as per the, say, in your 12-dot agreed principle of confident building, one of the key issues there is the gap between words and action.
Now, our role, number one, is to sensitize the people of South Sudan. As you correctly put it, almost 80% of the people of South Sudan ascribe to the faith, whether it is Christianity or Islam or even African traditional religion. And so our first role will be to sensitize the people of what has been agreed and what is their role. Because for us, we believe the real guarantors of peace are the people of South Sudan. So if the people of South Sudan understand what has been agreed, they will hold leaders accountable. They will ask leaders, you have agreed to do this, why have you not done it? Number two, we will continue to do with the dialogue. As we have done here with the confidence building, these brothers and sisters who are in the different parties, they are people of South Sudan, and they love this country. But sometimes suspicion is very high. So if we continue with the dialogue, then we will wash out the suspicion and we build trust and confidence among them so that they can be able to implement the agreement.
Archbishop Moses Dengbol, thank you so much for talking to us, and we hope to talk to you. Has the high-level mediation for South Sudan talks begin continues here in Nairobi? And Irene Lasso, that's it from us here. We hand over to you in the studio in Juba.
Right. Thank you so much, Sonny Martin, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya's capital.